What can we take from this performance?
Keep up to date with the latest WSL action and the biggest interviews.
How much she enjoyed that goal, a little bit too much in terms of... I wasn't a big fan of the Ronaldo celebration.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig podcast stream on the OTB Sports app now.
We're going to be joined by Kevin O'Donovan in just a moment because he is the Cork GAA CEO. He is one of the voices who came out last year in favour of Proposal B ahead of that special Congress, which of course caused so much debate. There was so much conversation around it. It was ultimately defeated because it fell short of the 60% required for change at special Congress. It did get over 50% of the vote, so there is appetite for change, but there was a sense, certainly in the aftermath of special Congress, that something needed to change on Proposal B, that if it was going to get over the line the next time, a few tweaks to that proposal would need to be brought to the table. We have a new task force. It is essentially that the previous one overhauls, though the task force will be bringing proceedings and their findings ahead of the next Congress and potentially then a special Congress at the end of next year. We'll have a brand new proposal on the table. And what's been really interesting is that in Kevin O'Donovan's annual report last week, this was discussed and the idea of a Proposal B plus was touted within the report. And I'm delighted to welcome Kevin O'Donovan back to the show. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Morning, Owen. Morning, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, just to set the table here,
thanks.
First off, Proposal B+, what does that involve?
Well, I suppose we all remember that day at Special Congress when there was a universal cry for change, is the way I would describe it. And I think we need to call that out now and go back to Proposal B. Everyone said it required tweaks. Both sides acknowledged that. So let's have some tweaks.
Let's go through those tweaks then. I think the first thing that you want to see potentially, or the first thing that has been suggested and that you would be in favour of, is that instead of Division 1, 2, 3 and 4, we would go 1A, 2B, or sorry, 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B.
Yeah, and I wouldn't for a moment claim that as an original idea. We know we had those leaks in the past. And we know as part of the debate before Special Congress, a lot of well-informed commentators said that is a better league structure than 1-4. It's more egalitarian. It gives a better chance for people to climb. It's less of a cartel in Division 1, but we know there's a serious drop-off from Division 2 teams that are promoted on a pretty regular basis. That'll be forever debated, 1-4 or 1A, 1D. We're looking at our own county leagues in Cork for next year as well and tying with that idea. Whether you mix the teams up a little bit more or whether you have it completely cutthroat. So certainly not my idea. I do think it's a really good structure, though, and I do think that it addresses the Team 6 conundrum in that take, you know, for people who don't know, the 1A, 1B model, it essentially means you take four Division 1 teams and you put them in 1A, you take four Division 1 teams and you put them in 1B, and you get four more from Division 2 and they join them. So you mix your leagues at that level. If you have the top four coming out of 1A and 1B, you've the top eight teams. I hope we're not then going to the Team 9 conundrum because there's a place called stop. So hopefully that would address the Team 6 issue.
Yeah, perhaps the place called stop might have existed before the Team 6 issue, but it did seem to be like a real bugbear of a number of people. I think James Horan, possibly the most high-profile person to come out and find issue with that. Do you feel at all that this gets diluted a little bit, that the attraction of the Proposal B Division 1 was the top teams playing each other and all throughout the divisions teams of a similar standard playing each other, that you will have teams of a dissimilar standard going toe-to-toe more often in a 1A, 1B format?
Yeah, and I was discussing this with someone already this morning. There's a balance in that. It's the balance between mixing and giving a path to the top to teams, because we know Division 1 got very exclusive in football in recent years, and then balancing that with cutthroat competitions. Last time we balanced it in favour of cutthroat, this time we balanced it a little bit back towards giving teams a shot at the big teams. And remember, inside in those divisions, you still have four Division 1 teams, four Division 2 teams. So I don't think it's the same mix that we have now in provinces where we have Division 1 teams playing Division 4. So this is all a balancing act. I would accept what you gain in one, you lose in the other.
The other thing, Kevin, from Proposal B Plus is a greater connection to the provincial championships, because this was the other real stick to beat Proposal B with at the time, that it kind of rendered the provincial championships meaningless. Whereas in the Proposal B Plus idea, what would happen that is that if you won your province, you would get 2 points immediately going towards your division in your league championship, and if you finish runner up in your province, you would get 1 point. Do you feel that will allay some of the fears that those empowering the provincial councils had around Proposal B?
to a degree, again, it's a balancing act. You give too much, you give too much of a reward for provincial competitions, and then you're undermining the summer championship competition. You give too little of a reward, and then we were told we were undermining the springtime provincial competitions. So it's a very much a balancing act, but this is, again, tilting it back in favour of the counties who voted no to see would this be enough to bring them on board. And it's also, I think, a very fair one because it gives a value to it, but it's not undermining. I feel 2 points when there's 14 points up for grabs, 7 games, 14 points, adding 2 more doesn't totally undermine it. Other models propose giving a direct route for provincial winners to All-Ireland quarterfinals and things. I think that totally undermines the summer, you know, championship with the 7 games. So this is, again, balancing act. Can we tilt it back in favour of the provincial competitions? There's another more nuanced issue as well that I've alluded to, and I have drawn this out, and it has been submitted to Croke Park, where we could look at a slightly more concurrent calendar, whereby you could delay the provincial football finals and semi-finals, for example, put them into May, play 3 or 4 games out of the All-Ireland Sam Maguire seven-game championship ahead of that, and run a little bit more concurrently, but again, not going too far so as to undermine that summer Sam Maguire championship. So that's another one. As well as giving the points, you could stretch your provincial championship, running it a little bit more concurrently with the Sam Maguire All-Ireland championship. That would take away the concerns about the provinces being pushed early in the year. They would mix a little bit with the Sam Maguire. I have a calendar. It's not that complex. That's another way. As well as the points, we can look at calendar, because we were told that it was turning into a pre-season competition in February and March. So there's lots of tweaks without undermining the principles of Proposal B, which is regular, meaningful, competitive games. And that's where I get off the bus. I get off the bus if a proposal undermines that principle, whereas any tweaks to B, that's B+. That's just a new and improved version.
Can I just ask then, sorry, so Division 1A and 1B, and then the second tier of counties, Divisions 2A and 2B, what happens to them? What's their championship like, and what's their pathway to progress?
Yeah. So again, we're migrating from the existing B, so not a dramatic change. But the team, we still end up with 10 teams. So out of 1A, 1B, you pull the top 4 out of each. So surely that's the best 8 teams in Ireland in that year. And then for the last 2 spots, you give it to the winners of 2A and 2B. Now, again, we'll be accused that people are skipping the queue. But again, I'll say we have all those principles in hurling to maintain a link between all groups and the winning of Sam Maguire. So the winners of 2A, 2B would take up the spots that the winners of Division 3 and Division 4 were going to take up in the original Proposal B. All other teams in Division 3 and 4 enter Tailteann Cup. And it's actually a much simpler motion to write now that you have everyone in 2A, 2B, all other teams enter Tailteann Cup.
Okay, and the groups in 1A and 1B, how do we decide how you end up in 1A and 1B? So it doesn't...
You'd start them on the 2020 league finishing positions. So if this was coming in 2022. If this was coming in 2023, which is the soonest it could come in, you get your league finishing positions from Division 1, end of 2022, and then you split your fours. They go to Division 2, split your fours. Division 3, split your fours. Division 4, split your fours. And I'm sure Croke Park have done this before with 1A, 1B, and we're back with a 1A, 1B in hurling now. There's novel ways of mixing that up as well over time, once you've set it up, where you stop teams being in the same group every year. So perhaps you're with Dublin, Kerry this year, you're with Mayo, Tyrone next year.
Okay, so you can just make a plan for the future and say, if this group becomes the 8 best teams, then we'll have to rebalance it. So, you know, we make sure that we're not, you know. And there's always a route through the provincials if a team decides that they're the 5th best team in their 1A, but actually they're still the 5th best team in the country. There's still a route for them to get through the provincials. So there's a back door, in essence.
Yeah, but I stop when people feel that the provincial winners must get this route straight to All-Ireland quarterfinals. The Sam Maguire 7-game competition, it becomes redundant because Dublin win their provincial competition. They're qualified for the All-Ireland quarterfinal. They can put out a B team for their seven Sam Maguire games. It just does not bear scrutiny.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, Kevin, can I ask then, so that we've got a new football championship task force. The old one is non-existent. Is this going to be something that they are actively discussing? Is this going to be a proposal that will, I guess, make it to the Clore either at a special congress next year or whenever it may be?
So, yes to the first part, not sure to the second part.
Okay.
So, yes, I certainly submitted this to Croke Park immediately after Special Congress. I'm sure many others did. I'm sure they've got 50 other proposals. And like the 2A, 2B, the 1A, 1B, the extra point, none of these are my invention. They all arose during the debate. And I feel if our committee had met again, we would have put them in. And I said that to people before the debate. A special congress, we would have made the tweaks if we were reassembled. So I'm certain they're being discussed. They're certain they're submitted. I'm certain they're being discussed. I really don't know what proposals will come out of the committee. What I am confident of, though, is that there will be motions to Congress this year, and I think that's fantastic, into February. I do think Larry McCarthy is doing a great job in turning it around so quickly. Because we even know, discussing it again today, it all gets a bit hazy. It's amazing how hard it is to restart a debate. So hopefully today might help in that regard.
Yeah. So like the expectation may be that it's on the Clore, I'm speculating here, potentially early next year, and that it again is postponed until a special congress next year, given the importance of the motion. So we're talking the possibility of 2023 here.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely on 23. I think a championship format will be passed at Congress in late February. I really hope. Maybe I'm naive. I certainly hope so. There's a committee assembled. They're not like our task force of 2 years ago, starting with a blank sheet. This committee is starting, you could say, with B. I'm sure they have other proposals, but they haven't got 20 proposals, I would assume.
Okay. What's been really interesting then as well is, like I guess you mentioned this in your report last week, the idea that this was the discussions around the last special congress was a race at the bottom in terms of engagement, I think was the phrase you used. That was definitely something that was out there at the time, that this idea that, you know, there was no debate around this, that there was no conversation around what was actually going to be on the board at Congress, at special congress last year. Whereas, as you say, there was a lot of consultation, there was months, years of work that went into this, and yet at the end of the day people were coming late to it and said that there wasn't enough debate around, there wasn't enough information out there. How much of a challenge is that now for the new championship task force to sort of change that perception that existed around the proposal that went to the last special congress?
I think it suited some people to say there wasn't enough debate, because that's what you do when you don't want change, is you say you want change, but you need more time and more debate. So that's a classic tactic. I don't buy that. I don't think there was a motion, maybe with the exception of the opening of Croke Park for foreign sports, to use the quote, had more debate around it ever. Like, we brought in rule changes about cup presentations and various things that weren't debated at all. This was tossed and torn. And I must say it was due in thanks to yourselves and Off the Ball too. You kick-started the debate when it was slow to get going. I remember being at a county committee meeting 2 months before a special congress and begging people not to sleepwalk into Congress. Those were my words. I'm here now 2 months, 3 months before the next one, begging the same thing. Don't tell me it's too late the night before. I'm ready to debate the debate now. Please throw in the ball. So I think it's a bit disingenuous when people say they need more time. How long more are the players going to wait? You know, they've had 2 years of COVID, another year of uneven championships this year. You were 22, you wake up, you're 25. How long more are they going to wait? So, and with regard to the standards of the debate, I'd be unhappy with that. I was on the committee with good people. We all had different ideas. That was really why there was two proposals came out of the committee too, is there was disparate views within the committee. And to hear some of the shellacking we got since then, I think it would have been good if somebody had come out and defended the committee. If it was a committee in Cork that I appointed to do work, or our county board appointed to do work, and they were subjected to those kind of comments, I'd be coming out to defend them.
What needs to happen now, do you think, in terms of making sure that the information gets out there? Like, I was talking to somebody recently, and the way that we've gone around our referendums is that we've had the Citizens' Assembly. It feels a little bit like the model that we have at the moment, where you try and make change, is too difficult. The standard to get to 60% for big change in the GAA doesn't really work, because Congress is a thing that was set up 120 or whatever it was years ago, and it hasn't really changed. So if there were specific lessons that we could do between now and the next Congress, what needs to happen in your view, Kevin, that the conversations are more honest for a start and less shellacking and more about, well, what are the outcomes here and what are we trying to achieve?
I really don't know. Just stick to the issue. Just stick to regular, meaningful, competitive games, and we find a route to that. With regard to the institutions of the state, that's for another day. You can't discuss the rules of the game with the referee while the match is on. So I'd be all for that discussion about our institutions of the GAA at a later date, but not while there's an issue live. We have a similar issue in Cork at the moment where people are discussing about disciplinary hearings and so on, and wanted a debate during the year. And I said we couldn't have it while there was live cases. We'd have it at the end of the year. So this is a live case now with regard to the structures of Congress or anything. That's for another day. I just hope there's honest and open debate. And I think people see through that too. I think people were very well informed by special Congress. I think the reason it failed was not a lack of information. It was a lack of people willing to support it for good reasons. We hit 51%. How do you hit 60%? How do you hit 70%? You go and take a long look in the mirror. You see where did we get it wrong? And you come back for more.
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin, great stuff this morning. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks, lads.
Kevin O'Donovan there, Cork GAA CEO on the line.